Hey, this is Rabbi Brian in post-production. You're listening to a June 2020 audio of The Saturday Service. I hope you enjoy it. And let me see if I... Hello and welcome. This is The Saturday Service with Rabbi Brian. And that's not completely true because it's not just The Saturday Service with me. It's The Saturday Service with everyone who's here. And I got an entire group of people. Everyone, if you'd all give a wave and say hello and we're welcome. It is Saturday, June the 13th, 2020. And as somebody pointed out to me, today is Blur's Day. It's Blur's Day. All of these days are just blur. It's a Blur's Day. Who, by a show of hand, who's having a little bit of a hard time keeping track of what day it is? It's all... So I'll tell you, our credit card got canceled yesterday. We went to use it. It didn't work. And I had just completely forgotten. I always pay the bill the first, second, third of the month. Nothing. Had no idea today. Fixed it, but yeah. Weird timing we have. So welcome to the Saturday Service. Everyone who is here, you are welcome. Glad you're here. You are unmuted at this point. If you choose to be, please unmute yourself so you can interact. This is a very interactive type of service. It is not led through a book. There's very little Hebrew that is used. We do have a Yiddish word coming up, and it's the word of the day. And the word of the day is ufruf. And if you need to spell that, it's A-U-F-R-U-F. All right, let's try it, everybody. Let's all say the word ufruf. And then ufruf, and let me make a few little logistical announcements. First of all, warning, this is an adult-themed service. This is not anything that is necessarily geared to kids. You can see my little warning there. There it is. Warning, contains vulnerability and religion. That's the goal. That's what we're here to do. I have some friends who are helping. So I have Alex. Alex, make yourself be known. Spotlight your video so people can see you. There's Alex.
Hi, Alex.
And then my friend Joe. Joe and Ken. There's Ken, like the parrot leaning over her shoulder. And Joe moderates the chat. If there's anything going on in the chat, she's taking care of that. So thank you guys for doing that. And I think we're going to go straight to our word of the day. Oh, and hi, Jenny, and hello, everyone else who's just joined, and Steve and Kim. This is my Mr. Rogers moment. And Rags, I get to look out there into the internet. And anyone else who's watching this later, this is being recorded. If you do not want your likeness to appear on video, first of all, I have no idea who wants to watch this later, but if they are watching it later, they're seeing you. If you don't want to be seen, just cover up your camera. It's on you. So our word of the day. Everyone, let me hear you say the word of the day. Ufruf. The word of the day is ufruf. And Alex, oh, and hi, Scott, who's just joined, Alex. Alex, can you pin for us our friends Liz and Ethan? And here's our da-da-da-da-da-da. Here's a little what's going on is we have Liz and Ethan are about to get married tomorrow. I'm going to pin you. Wait, I tried to
pin. I'm having trouble finding them in the square.
I got them. There we go. There's Liz. Everybody say hi to Liz and Ethan.
Hi, Liz.
Hi,
everybody.
So tomorrow is their big day. And by big day, it got a lot smaller due to COVID. But it's still, we are making up for it with technology and a lot of joy. And there's a tradition in Judaism. It's a old Yiddish tradition. That's where the word ufruf comes from. And the tradition is that on the day, on the service that happens before your wedding, you give a special honor to the bride and to the groom. And bride and groom, are you guys ready for this honor? You are? Okay.
Awesome.
Getting a little bit of Jimi Hendrix here. Hold on one second. All right, I'm going to just try to do it this way.
we throw candy at our video screens?
Everyone at the count of three, please throw candy at your video screens. No, we don't. We don't. Do you guys have candy there that you can throw at yourselves? No.
We have chocolate covered matzo.
Not really the season for it. You're
all year long.
All year long. Well, we congratulate you, Liz and Ethan, and we dedicate, so whatever learning happens today, we dedicate this to the honor of Liz and Ethan in Judaism, the idea of learning being such an important thing, and we dedicate that to the bride, Liz, and to the groom, Ethan, and everyone, keep them in your hearts for tomorrow, because we're going to be doing a beautiful wedding that is going to be streamed, and so we've never streamed a wedding before, but we're going to make this thing happen. Yay! I want to start us out, and Liz and Ethan, you're going to get the first answers to this one. I'm looking for the following eight things. I'm going to ask Liz and Ethan, you can pick any number 1 through 8 and give me an answer. Give us something that you know to be true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, gracious, excellent, and or worthy of praise. You each can get one word. Tell us which category you're going for and what it is that you know that fits that category. Is that too many directions at once? You're all right with that?
We're good.
All right, so Liz, Ethan, pick a category and tell us one thing you know that is true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, gracious, excellent, and or worthy of praise.
So one thing that fits all of those?
No, words? No. That's fantastic.
Okay,
you get to pick.
Sure, I got it.
Yeah. Any one thing that fits any one of those categories, it might fit more than one of those categories.
Okay. I'm going to go with pure. And I'm going to choose the undeniable feeling that I have that tomorrow is going to be just the best day and propel Liz and I into a future of just nachas and lots of great things and a wonderful life to come.
Excellent. That's pure, my friend. And Liz, what do you have that's pure? And you, I mean, you don't have to make it about your wedding, but you'd kind of look like a schmuck if you didn't.
Am I choosing the word pure, or can I choose a different word?
You can choose your own. Nobody's boxing you in.
Okay. I'm going with gracious. I'm going to say that all of our family and friends have been incredibly gracious towards us throughout this very interesting time. Nobody's, like, guilt-tripped us. Nobody's shamed us or tried to, like, push us in any direction to make a decision, because the decision to have to postpone our wedding or make it a lot smaller than we originally intended was a really hard one. And
that's a lot of grace. Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like everybody just really supported the love that we had for each other, and our family was more than supportive. So I'm thankful for that.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. All right. Each of you get 25 points. You're winning so far, so that's fantastic. And I'd like to hear from, no kissing yet, you're not married. I'd like to hear from some other people. So we have an example of pure, a pure heart, and pure joy, and we have an example of grace, of allowing people to just be who they are. Give me another word. Anybody, we can see you. There we go. Linda, what do you have? Pick one of the words up there and give us a definition.
I'll take number 2.
Number 2, honorable. And speak up just a little bit, Linda.
Ethan is absolutely one of the most honorable men I've ever known.
Okay, she said that Ethan is one of the most honorable people she has ever known. This is great. Liz, Ethan, you guys are dominating the boards right now.
Bodies, what a mensch is and should be. And if I could add one more thing, not to make anyone sad, today would have been my father's birthday.
Oh, thank you for sharing that with us.
All of us, and just so proud of his grandson to see overall.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Linda. Thank you. So let's give me some other words. Other people, weigh in. Pick a word. Like, if I were to call on you, Sean, which I'm not necessarily doing, would you know which word you wanted and what the definition, what you would say is that thing?
I don't, But I would go with excellent, and I would say how excellent it is for two people to go ahead, amongst all the drama going on, just get married, and how beautiful that is.
Amen. That's beautiful. All right, let's keep going. And somebody else, pick one of the words. We still have some that need to be used. We don't have definitions. We don't have examples of them. Somebody give me another word. Jeff, what do you have, bud?
Let's go with true. I think it's true that when two people, like those two people, can look at each other like that, that is like true love.
Amen. All right, well, we have a theme, and I love that we're just sticking with it. So let's keep going. Which words have we not used yet? We got true, we got honorable, just. How about, and we had pure, lovely. Can someone give me an example of lovely?
Lovely?
Yeah.
Rabbi?
Do it.
Well, first of all, lovely, just to look at this lovely couple and how absolutely in love they are is fabulous. The other lovely that popped into my head was we have roses that are absolutely lovely, and they are happily blooming during all of this mess. They don't get it. They're just happily blooming.
Oh, my lovely. Lovely.
It is lovely. Oh, and there's my Aunt Ellen. Everyone say hi to Aunt Ellen.
Hi, everybody. You know,
hi,
I was just hi, you're an adorable couple. I was just thinking about lovely and flowers. Since the spring, late March, I've had flowers in my garden all the time, from iris to peonies to azalea to another type of iris, and it's always made me smile and feel lovely.
Yeah.
And soon I'm going to have my hydrangeas.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I'm going to ask, I think we've hit all of the words, and if we haven't, somebody point, tell me which one did we miss? Oh, yes, Ray, go ahead, man.
Worthy of praise.
Worthy of praise. Worthy of praise. What do you got, Ray?
When two people are willing to stick together through all this and still make a life-changing decision like marriage, I think that they'll have little trouble getting over the other bumps in the road, and they're going to be congratulated.
Yes, very good.
Thank you. Thank you, Ray. So now we have all of these words, and these are all, and I'm going to ask my friend Jenny, and you can totally pass, but Jenny, who is can you talk to us, explain to us what are these eight words? I think you know where these eight words come from, and maybe you can tell us a little bit about them.
So those are the words that we are told to focus on by Paul in one of his letters. I can't remember which letter.
It's Philippians, but I did the research, so it's okay.
Thank you. That when we are unsure of our past, that we should just focus on all of the things that are that, and we will be able to keep our eye on the goodness and love that is the world.
Right. So there's this idea. Thank you, Jenny. Thank you. So there's this idea that when we don't know what else to do, when we're confused, when life is being life, which it is right now, everybody, I think, has been have quite a large serving of life. And what do we do in these times of uncertainty is we tend to panic a bit. But this advice is that if we can focus ourselves, and this is not, I'm not advocating spiritual bypassing and just saying, well, everything's lovely all the time. It's not. But when we have the ability to focus on the things that are true, that are honorable, that are just, that are pure, that are lovely, that are gracious, that are excellent, and things that are worthy of praise, we change ourselves. We change ourselves on the inside. I'm not going to preach it too much more than that because I think you all get the idea. And we're going to take all of these wonderful things and we're going to wish a little extra. We're going to conclude. This is the end of our formal Ufruf. There's my little banner for them. There we go again. So thank you guys for all participating in that one. Yay.
You're adorable.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good. Okay, so I think that's a really good point. One of the things that is not listed on that list is candy, and because of the Ofra, I think to celebrate Liz and Ethan properly when this service is over, everyone should definitely eat some candy. And seems reasonable to me. I want to move us to a quote that I want us to ponder and to look on. And Alex, if you would ding on my screen, please. I'm going to throw this quote up. And if I do it right, I'm going to hopefully throw the quote into the chat room so that anyone who wants it afterwards can have it afterwards. There it goes. Here's the quote. Be patient towards all that is unsolved in your heart and try to love the questions themselves like locked rooms and like books that are now written in a very foreign tongue. Do not now seek the answers which cannot be given to you because you would not be able to live them. And the point is to live everything. Live the questions now. Perhaps you will then gradually, without noticing it, live along some distant day into the answer. This is a nice quote. Be patient towards all that is unsolved in your heart and try to love the questions themselves. Like locked rooms and books that are now written in a very foreign tongue, do not seek the answers which cannot be given to you because you would not be able to live them. And the point is to live everything. Live the questions now. Perhaps you will then gradually, without even noticing it, live along some distant day into the answer. Show of hands, how many of you would like all the answers within the next 5 minutes? Let me just curious, I never know. How many of you actually have all the answers? It seemed like a reasonable question. None of us have all the answers, but we all want all the answers. What is our friend Rilke telling us?
You can't have them.
No, but he's not, you're right. You're totally right, Michael. He's saying you can't have those answers. But he's not saying you can't have those answers. Right? He's not saying it like that. He's not saying tough shit, kid. He's not. What's he saying about these answers that, yes, you can't have them, but he's saying
you got to find them. You can find them.
You can look for them and you can keep. Yeah, say that again.
Live with the question.
Live with the question, but not just live with the question.
Honor the question.
Yeah. Honor the question.
And allow yourself to live the question.
Allow yourself to live the question.
Yeah. Everyone will have their own answer.
I'm going to unpin myself. Give me... have you ever had that experience where you totally wanted the answer to something, you wanted the answer to something, you wanted, you can't have it. You wanted the answer to something, you can't have it. You wanted the answer, and then you kind of, and then it comes? Have we all had that experience where that answer just came to you, when you weren't even looking for it?
Right. Yeah. Yes.
And when that happens, what's the feeling in it?
Receiving a gift.
Yeah, it's like getting a gift. It's fantastic. When you get that gift, do you ever say, asshole, why didn't you give me that gift earlier? What's the state of mind? What's your state of being when you have waited and that answer has just opened up for you? What is the internal state you have?
Gratitude.
It's gratitude. Does anyone get that gratitude when they're, well, we have a lot of this going on in my house, badgering for the answer? badgering. Come on, can't we just watch one more show? Let's just watch one more show. Come on, Dad, it's only 20 minutes. We could watch one more show. What are the, and it's badger. And then if I say yes, it's not really a gratitude. It's more, okay. Go ahead, Carol. You got your way. Carol, you had something to add?
We won.
So taking this Rilke quote here, I'm going to give, hold on, this one. I want everyone to think like this. During the next 30 minutes or so, I want you to keep in mind the following. I discovered, I realized, or I learned blank, and then something I intend to do. And we're going to have homework at the end, not homework, it's going to be like, in teaching, we talked about it this way, is it being an exit ticket, which meant you taught the lesson, and at the end of the lesson, you gave everybody one question or two questions, and they would answer it and give it back to you, and you would have a sense then as the teacher, did they get what the heck it was that you were teaching? Now, as I don't know exactly what it is that you're supposed to be learning, I can't do it that way. But what I can do at the end of this, at about 8:45, I can say, what is something you discovered? What is something you realized or something that you learned? Yeah. So I'm going to ask you, grab out a piece of paper, have a pen, and I want you to, while we're talking, because I really do believe that there's wisdom all over the place and there's learning to be had, and it can even be, it's not necessarily in what I'm saying. It's in something else that you've noticed. So while we're doing this, please keep track. Something you've discovered, something you realized, something you learned again. And then, what is something you intend to do because of that? Everyone get what our exit ticket's going to be? Oh, and let me be very clear. You're allowed out even if you don't do this. Okay, and something that you discovered, something that you learned, something that you realized. Because that's what we do. We're human beings. We're growing all the time. What's something you learned, you realized, something that you discovered? And then what is something you intend to do by it? That being said, hey guys, there was homework last time. Uh-oh. If you're new, don't worry about it. And if you didn't do it, don't worry about it either. But for those of you who remember, what? Oh, and hi, Sherry. I didn't say hi to you. I didn't see that you had joined us. And Aaron, I didn't get to say hi. Glad you guys are here. We had some homework from last time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it gets very quiet all of a sudden.
Send peace to someone.
The homework was to send peace to someone. Okay, what was the other homework? People had a different interpretation of what the assignment was?
No, it wasn't that.
It wasn't that. All right, what was it?
It was to do something.
It was to do something.
But it was also to extend peace.
It was to be kind, to extend peace to someone. And we also still had that.
You take the statement that what you like about somebody is.
What I like about you is. Yeah, it was W-I-L-A-Y. What I like about you. What I like about you. When we tried, and the idea was to take this and could you say to someone, what I like about you is. And I have this cockamamie theory. Now, there are some Jews who say that the world will be at peace when more Jews light Shabbos candles and wrap tefillin. I'm not a big fan of that. Like, those are great, but that's not. I think the world will come to have more peace when more people are telling each other what they mean to each other. I think the whole world will change when we have more people looking at each other and saying, what I like about you is. So I'm going to try this. We're going to break out into groups. Did we do
this? We did. I got to go.
Go ahead, Alan.
I'll see you next week.
I'll see you next week, Aunt Ellen.
You did do a breakout.
We did a breakout. I have a different breakout today. I apologize. I got myself a little bit confused. Okay. So I'm going to do a group one, what I like about you, and I'm going to encourage you, hey, how about this? How about you throw me under the bus if you need to and say, hey, I was at this the Saturday service, and I have to do this thing where I have to tell someone three things that I like about you. And just do that in the next week. Say to somebody, what I like about you is blank, whatever, whoever it is. And see what comes out of it. I'm going to try this one. Da-da-da. What God might have said. I'm not exactly certain what I'm, like, if I were, like, a completely certain, I'd be saying, well, God has told me to tell you blah. And it reminds me of a little story of Abraham Lincoln. People used to come to him and say, well, God told me that you as a president should do this. And Lincoln would say to them, it would seem that if God wanted me to know something, God would tell me that God's self. I'm not exactly sure what I'm supposed to tell you that God might have said that you're supposed to do. So let's cut me out of this altogether. And I'm going to use the word God as a placeholder. I'm not implying. Let's just use it as a. You can use the word God to mean whatever you want the word God to mean, within reason. And what would it be that you might have heard God say? What is it that you might have heard God say? What is it that you might have heard God say? If you listen to that still small voice, in the last week you might have heard, in the last few days you might have heard, in the last moments you might have heard God say, what is it that you might have heard God say? Okay, God said, put on a mask. We're in Multnomah County here in Portland, Oregon. We're still not open at all. We were supposed to open yesterday. We're not opening. Put on your mask. What else is God telling you to do? Michael, what is God telling you? God might have, and I do use the subjunctive that God might have told us, because who?
God might have told me that I believe in him.
God might have told you that you believe in God.
That's it.
Well, that's deep. God might have told me that I believe in God. That will mess an atheist up. I love it. Okay. What else did people hear? Because this could be the revelation you were supposed to say, and someone else is listening, and it's going to be the thing they needed to know.
I have one.
What do you got, Ethan?
Look at the world around you and respond in any way you feel appropriate.
God might have told you to look at the world and respond. I'm married to a therapist. She's totally in favor of that. That we have a reaction to what happens, and that's what it means to be alive, is to be fully take in what it is and to react to it. Wonderful. What do you got, Sarah Maria? God might have said, I got this. Wow. I'm not going to, right? How many of us, would that not be the most awesome thing to know? It would be. Oh, this is all subjunctive. It could be, it would be, it should be. But wouldn't that be nice to be able to sit in the, hey, I'm not steering this. What are other things that God might have said? God might have said, yeah, go ahead, Michael Burrows. You got to unmute yourself, though.
The thought that comes to mind for me is, I am that I am.
God might have said, I am that I am. What else do you? What else might you have heard? Yeah, Bob. And then Julie. Go ahead, Bob.
I am love.
God might have said, I am love. And that would make good sense to me. Oh, can I, and then, Julie, you go ahead, and then I got a follow-up. And there's no on a Julie? Okay. So let me go back. I have this issue with, there are a lot of things that Jesus of Nazareth was reported to have said that have been completely misunderstood. And one of there are some wonderful books that talk about reading the New Testament with Jewish eyes. And if you read the New Testament the way, if you're trained in reading Talmud and you're reading Jewish Midrash, you can read the New Testament in a way that some Christians just never had thought to read it. And there's this wonderful passage which is so misunderstood, where Jesus says, "I am the light, I am the truth, I am the... No one gets to God. No one gets to God except through me.
I am the way, the truth, and the light.
I am the way, the truth, and the light." But Jesus was never saying, "I am the." It was a mathematical. I am X. I am Y. I am Z. No one gets to God except through. Well, it wasn't me. No one gets to God except through. Being light. No one gets to God except for being on the way. No one gets to God except for being love. That's how you get to God. I am this, I am this, I am that, and no one gets to God except by doing those things. I'm glad I could share that.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see Monday's newsletter. At the end of it, there's a link. I did this wonderful program with the people at Progressive Christianity. It's a program called This Rabbi on That Rabbi, which is This Rabbi on That Rabbi. And it's six modules of me trying to explain, as best as I can understand it in all the readings that I've done, the Jewish elements to what Jesus was trying to say. And I got a thumbs up from Joe. Joe, I think you've read that whole. Thank you, Joe. Anyone else want to say lovely things about it? Karen Roberts gives a thumbs up. Thank you, Karen Roberts, for the
thumb. Where do you read it?
Right.
So, okay, that's going to jump me way ahead. I promise I will do a shameless self-promotion and plug coming up in a little bit. Okay. Other things, let's get two other things. God might have said, and I'm looking for the person who kind of knows that one that's kind of in that, and they're like, let's see what happens if you voice it.
Well,
go ahead.
God told me to practice the pause.
God might have told you to practice the pause.
Yesterday.
How many of us would that be pretty good advice? Just like three of us. That seems really strange to me.
What does that mean?
To practice a pause. Thank you for asking, Michael. What does that mean, Sherry?
To stop and think before I say something. It's a Musar technique.
Just to pause. I mean, why are we in such a rush? There's a great quote from Gandhi who said, "There is more to life than merely increasing its speed." There is more to life than merely increasing its speed. I like to get a lot of things done, and somehow I feel like I did something better the more I got done and the faster I did it. That doesn't work. It's more to life than just merely increasing its speed. Anything else? Anyone have one other last minute? What we got from... Yeah, I want to see if I got any new hands. Anyone who hasn't yet shared? Go for it. You don't always have to drive the bus. Yeah. Emily, what did you have? The bus will get there anyway. I don't have to be steering. Yeah. Oh, something God might have said is, "You are just fine the way you are." Now, of course, the only exception to that is whoever thinks... No, there's no exception to that. That's exactly right.
I mean, God said it.
Oh, Emily, you're not just... You're certain about that. Certainty always scares me a little bit.
I know that.
Okay, fantastic. We're going to play a game now.
Okay.
Here's our game. I found these. I was on the web, and I found this thing called Mindfulness Bingo. And it had all these different squares. There's a the free space is me there in the middle. That was free space. Awesome. And some of them, I looked at them, and I thought, like this last one on the top row, it says, look softly. And I thought, I don't even know what that means.
It's fuzzy.
Is it too fuzzy? It's okay, because we're gonna change the game. I want us all to change the game from the way that it's done here as bingo. And, oh my goodness, did I do a technology upgrade. Look at that. This is me drawing in real time. Thank you very much. I want to ask everyone, instead of doing a whole bingo card, I want you to think that you have five little boxes. What are five things that you could do that would make you feel more towards that thing you want to feel more towards? It's not anxious. I know that. Nobody wants to feel more anxious. So what are the things you can do? I want five things that you can do that will make you feel more peaceful, that will make you feel less rushing, that will make you feel more pure, that will make you feel more worthy, more honorable. What are five things you can do? Like, drink enough water. Or, I don't want to give you some answers. Here's what I want to do. I'm going to break everyone into groups, into a breakout room. And at the end of your breakout room, I want each of you to have, and you can collaborate with each other, people in the, you can each come up with the same five things. These are the five things I'm going to do in the next week that are going to help me to feel more mindful, spiritual, more grounded. Or everyone, you can help each other figure out what those five things should be. So you're going in a moment, and I did not give enough clarification last time before I opened up the breakout rooms, and I apologize. I don't think that was not fair. I sent people in with unclear instructions. So let me, instead of me reiterating the instructions, let me see. Hey, Jen Stock, would you mind telling us what you think the instructions are? Now, you can't be wrong, because this is what you think the instructions are, and I might not have communicated what I wanted it to be. But can you tell us what the instructions for the breakout room are going to be?
Either work together or separately to discover five things that you need to work on or think about to reach a different place.
That sounds good. And by different place, we're going for like improved,
improvement,
calmer, better in that way. Anyone have questions about the breakout rooms? And we're going to see how well this goes. I'm going to send you there. Give me some kind of sign if you're not ready for this.
We're coming up with a group decision.
You can either be by group. Here are five things we've all decided as a group. But really, I really want everyone to come up with their own five. And if you don't like the five that the group came up with, come up with your own. But everyone at this point, think of one or two and then share with the group and see if you can come up with five things for yourself that would help you. I'll give you one for mine. One of mine would be complain less. That'd be one of mine. All right, here we go. We're going out to breakout rooms. We're going to see you in about 5 minutes. We'll come on back. Here go the breakout rooms. Good luck, people. You're on your way.
Rabbi Bryant?
Yes.
Say hello to my son, Matthew.
Oh, hi, Matthew, but you're about to go to a breakout room. Hi, Sherry. Oh, wait, I can't see him.
Open the door.
Oh, quick. Quick, Matthew.
Who's that? Rabbi Bryant.
Hi, I haven't seen. Look, you're big. Holy crap. That's me. Look at that.
I miss you, man.
I'm right here. I don't know why you miss me.
What's a break?
All right. So if I got everyone, let me get back to my little bit of, I still have some people who have not made it to their breakout rooms. Sari, Ed, Leanne, Susan, where did we not get you to? There we go. Derek, you made it to your breakout room. Sherry, I can't seem to get you off to your breakout room. Why? Oh, there you go. Thank you, Matthew. You're on your way? No, that's Derek's audio. That's a whole different thing. Why do I not see you? There's Sherry. Oh, there you go. I'm moving you into breakout room number 6. There you go, lady. It should have worked. Did it not move you, Sherry? You should have gotten a bump or something to move you to breakout room 5 or breakout room 6. And the same for Ed and Leanne. I don't know why you guys... All right, so Ed, Leanne, and Sherry, let's all play together. We're all here. You guys are perfectly backlit, so we can hardly see you at all, and that works well. So I gave my one. My one is complain less. What are other things that you could add onto your spiritual homework?
Tolerance.
What about tolerance? Give me a directive on how to tolerance.
Tolerance of other people's ideas.
Oh, tolerate other people's ideas. Mm-hmm. That means I'm going to have to get off of Facebook. Okay. Sherry, what do you have? And then Ed, how about you?
Well, I have homework for another class in 2 weeks. And last week I did the homework the day before.
All right. What?
2 weeks notice, so I'm not going to procrastinate on my homework.
Oh, to do what needs to be done.
Yes.
I like that. Ed, how about you?
He had to leave.
Oh. Well, you want to answer for him? So we got 3. I got complain less, tolerate other people's ideas more, do what needs to be done.
So, because I'm doing Musar, I'll bring that in, order is really keeping me grounded these days. Like, for me, having my same schedules and trying to...
Oh, yeah, keeping a schedule. My goodness, that's a great idea.
We don't know what day it is, but...
It's Blur's Day.
Trying to really.
Yeah.
Basic things. Because things are
going to
change.
I'll give you my fifth one. 1, 2, 3, 4. I would go with be open, vulnerable. It doesn't always feel good to me to do that. But whenever I am open and vulnerable, I always feel better afterwards. Not in the immediate, but a little time after. Mm-hmm. So I got 5 on my list, thanks to your guys' help. Are there other things that you would want to add on to your list to make it different?
I think you have to take care of yourself mentally.
Yeah. First. How should I write that? Mental kindness?
Yes, to yourself.
Yeah. Mental.
Because without that, how are you going to help other people?
Right. I love that. Good. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Let me see where I am on time. I'm good. Anything else we'd want to add in for other little spirits? So if I could do this week, I could complain less, tolerate other people's ideas more, mental kindness to self, do what needs to be done. Okay, fine, I'll get my taxes done. That's fine. Okay, great. Keep a schedule and be open and vulnerable. I like those.
I think you have some great ideas.
There's some great ideas. All right, I'm going to close up all the breakout rooms. Good. And Leanne, you're you're coming to the wedding tomorrow.
Unfortunately, we're in Atlanta.
Oh, but you're gonna watch it.
Oh, absolutely! I wouldn't miss it for the world.
No, that's what I meant. That's coming to the wedding. Yeah, yeah. Coming to the wedding, COVID style.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Most definitely.
Hold on, I'm closing out all the other rooms. Just gave them a minute warning. Good. And they should be start coming back. Oh, and then I have my announcements. Okay, great. Ah. Here they come back. Hello, welcome back. We've missed you. Look, everyone's coming back. And
yay, we had enough time.
It doesn't work for every group, but I'm glad it worked.
The last two, we didn't have enough time.
This is a live show. Things might not all go right. Here we come. Welcome back. Hi, everybody. Welcome on back. All right. I hope, I don't know that for everyone that was enough time, but I hope it was enough time for most everyone. Does everyone have, we came up with six in my group. But oh, well, I hope you're able to come up with five things between the two of you.
I think we only came up with two things. Is all we came up with.
That's enough. Just do those things five times. So I'm going to take a moment and I'm going to say this. This is the goal, right? This is me, Rabbi Brian. This is religion outside the box. The whole idea of this is that you as a digital age seeker probably know the answers that you need to know. And maybe you need a little bit of push and guidance to get you to realize your own internal spiritual brilliance. But you have all the answers within you. You know what it is you need to do. There was a documentary called Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. Anyone see that? It was a guy who was promoting making smoothies. He ate just smoothies for a very long time, knowing that there was nothing unhealthy in it. And he changed his whole health around. And he interviewed people on the street, and he said to them while they're eating a hot dog, do you know what kind of foods are healthy? And they were like, yeah. I said, well, why aren't you eating them? And I feel the same way with our spiritual lives, is people know exactly what it is they should be doing. They just need a little bit of encouragement to do that. And that's the whole point here, is to give you a little bit of bolstering, a little bit of confidence that you know what to do, and let's all commit to doing it together. Let me make a few little announcements about some other religion outside the box programming that's coming up. Here on Mondays, I do office hours. Anybody's welcome to join at 11 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and you'll notice I always wear this shirt. Very important. It's Rabbi Office Hours. It's an hour of hanging out with people, and it's much more interactive. And if you have like Stump the Rabbi questions or things you want to do, Monday at 11 every day. And I've been doing this, and I don't know if you follow me on Facebook, you will see every day at around 2 o'clock, this guy starts to do a 20-minute meditation. My best friend here, Greg, who's on the board of Religion Outside the Box, is describing it as religious performance art. Because if you would like to watch me meditate for 20 minutes, you can do that. Or, better yet, you can just join me and meditate with me for 20 minutes. The style of meditation that I do is this one, JFST. I don't know if you all know what JFST meditation is. Do you know JFST meditation?
Just fucking sit there.
Just fucking sit there. That's the entirety of my meditation strategy. No tricky mantras. It's just sitting for 20 minutes and seeing what's going on inside our own heads. It's not always that comfortable to do. In fact, people really don't like meditating because sitting with our own thoughts, although you would think that shouldn't be such a horrid idea, is really, really frightening. But once you break through it, there's some unbelievably... It's my favorite part of the day, is I get to... Like, I wake up and I wait until I get to my 20-minute bridge of being quiet. It's not always 20 minutes, to be honest. I skipped out a few moments early, but that's fine, because there's no magic about 20 minutes. Here, Rabbi Brian's... Well, I heard a question. It's around 2 o'clock every day. I throw up a warning 2 to 5 minutes early on my Facebook. So if you follow me on Facebook, you'll see Rabbi Brian is live. And that usually gives you a 2 to 5 minute warning. At about 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. You can also find me if you follow me and you subscribe on YouTube. You can subscribe to me on YouTube. It's not that hard to do. You'll get a little notification. Rabbi Brian's live. And you get a little countdown timer.
It's good to know that you're alive. Yeah.
That is good. Okay. Next one is Rabbi Brian's Etsy shop. If you want to get your hands on things like the pandemic coloring book, you can get that there at Rabbi Brian's Etsy shop. You can also get, as I talked about, the... I'm going to put a link in the chat. You can get that program of this rabbi and that rabbi. And I put a... hold on. Everyone in meeting should get this link. Here's my Etsy room. Rabbi Brian's spiritual... Wait, there we go. Rabbi Brian does not have many audiobooks, but I do have a podcast. I could put that up too. I have a lot of, there's a lot of stuff that's not in the Etsy store. But if you go to the Etsy store, you can find the This Rabbi on That Rabbi series. You'll also see a link to it on Monday. So shameless self-promotion and plug at the end of the newsletter on Monday. I'm like, this is really a lot of what I talk about in this program, Volume 2. So to look at that.
What does Etsy mean?
Etsy is, it's usually where... Oh, you should go look at Etsy, the most incredible. It's like a crafts fair for the world. And anyone who makes things like little hammered rings, you can buy hammered rings on Etsy. And you want to buy a bespoke face mask, you can get that on Etsy. You can get all these handmade crafted items. And I thought, that's the platform I want to have my wares on. Etsy seems like the right place to fit for me. So I don't know what Etsy stands for. Does anyone know that?
No. It's always been Etsy.
It's just been Etsy. Okay. And then finally...
It might be short for... You know the film, the four-part series, Unorthodox?
Yeah.
The name was Etsy, and it was short for...
Oh, that's interesting.
So maybe
I don't know. And then finally, hey, guys, feel free to make a donation so that I can continue to do really creative things with religion. And there's a link on there if you want to help to make. I love being able to offer free content. As you all know from listening to public radio for years, free content isn't free. There's costs to making it. So if you would support this mission, that's also appreciated. If you're not in the place to do so, that's why I got people who are able to do it so that I can continue to do this. Okay, we're coming to... Ta-da! Wait, wrong screen. All right, folks, we're getting to the end here. And I asked you, what is something that you would... Where's my... There it is. Intention. What is something that you discovered, realized, or learned? What is something that you discovered, realized, or learned in our time here? Ruth, you're holding up a card. What's it say, my friend? Patience. I rediscovered patience. I think you already knew about patience some. Other people, Liz, what did you discover, realize, or learn?
Listen to other people's opinions, even if they are different than your own.
That might serve you in marriage as well. Other people, what? And I'd love to hear from people who I haven't heard from yet. Kelly, what'd you discover, realize, or learn?
The real key, I discussed it in our breakout group, but the real key quote today really hit home with me because it's something I've been struggling with since the start of the pandemic.
Yeah, is not to search for answers because they could not be given to you. Even if you got them, you would not understand them yet.
Exactly.
It's a powerful quote. Rita, what do you have?
I don't always have to drive the bus.
Don't always have to drive the bus. Absolutely. I love that. Who else? Derek, what do you have?
I just got a question. What time is the broadcast on Monday?
On Monday?
Yeah, the office hours.
Office hours.
I think it's 11 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
Earlier you said 2 Pacific Standard Time.
Oh.
That's meditating.
Well, meditation is at 2 o'clock every day.
Well, meditation is at 2, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for asking. What else did we discover, realize, or learn again, and or what is your intention for the week? What are you going to do? Michael.
What I learned is that at any given moment, and particularly in this class, there's always something relevant, immediate to what I'm thinking or going through.
Right. Isn't that amazing? Isn't it just amazing that the thing, it's like right there, but we don't always see it. There's wisdom all over. There are lessons all over. It's pretty cool. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
Any other intentions? What are you going to do this week?
To honor my own limited energy level. And God said it was good.
Yeah. Nobody needs to be a hero. Well, heroes do, but otherwise, yeah. We're good. All right, folks. Well, I thank you so much for joining and for playing along with me. You know how to email me if you want to get in touch. Otherwise, unmute yourselves and let's say a nice goodbye, and hopefully I'll see you next week. Bring some friends if you like. And congratulations, Liz and Ethan. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, we are ending this broadcast. Thank you.